DPCW on Texans Radio, joining me today, Eric Quorum, Director of Sports Science for the Houston Texans. How's it going today, Eric?
Going good.
I talked to you when you first joined the Texans, but, you know, for people that are listening but not really sure what sports science is, can you give just a description of what it all entails?
Sure. Sports science is really just the art and science of just improving performance across all parameters. So here at the Texans, it may be something related to on-the-field performance or a sports medicine application or something that crosses over into the tactical realm. But you're trying to apply science to the game of football, whether it's tracking on the field now that they do that in games, so we can track everything in games. We're using that to determine the loading patterns of our players in practice, trying to improve recovery between games. So it's a relatively new science in the United States, but it's kind of a new application in the NFL.
It seems like teams are starting to adopt it more and more. How do you think sports science changes the game of football and really maximizes the full potential of players?
You know, in my mind, our goal is to develop the most resilient and adaptable athlete. It's like any other application. It depends on the organization and how you want to adopt it. But sports science is... It's been going on for a very, very long time, hundreds of years. People have always been trying to improve performance. And so the U.S. Olympic Committee has been doing it for a long time, international sporting bodies. It's just new to American football. It's really new to the U.S. culture because, you know, our greatest asset is we have the best talent pool in the world. And so other countries around the world don't have such great populations of diverse people. And so, like, little countries like Bulgaria or Australia, where there's really small populations, they've been for a long time trying to get an edge in the international competition. So they created these institutes of sport where they would study athletics, study performance, and try to find any possible way to improve performance. And if you look at the 80s, 90s, and 2000s, the Australians went from, like, almost dead last in the world to top five. Population didn't change. Their training and the science they apply to it changed.
That's fascinating.
Yeah, so we're looking for an edge in anything that we do.